From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. Somehow, it seems appropriate that this brilliant, glittering music was born in Venice, one of the most magical cities in the world. This music, by Venetian Giovanni Gabrieli, dates to the late 1500s. The city's remarkable history goes back further than that, to its founding by refugees in the 6th century. It grew to be one of Europe's great city-states, ruled for hundreds of years by a series of powerful doges and councils, including the famous Council of Ten. Venice also has a long musical history, particularly when it comes to opera. Monteverdi wrote operas for Venice in the early 1600s, when it was an entertainment exclusively for aristocrats. And not long after that, Venice gave birth to the first public opera house, the Teatro Trone, where you might have music like this from an opera by Cavalli. Eventually, Venice became the home of one of the most famous opera houses anywhere, La Fenice, which is still going strong today. And given its rich history, Venice also became a popular setting for operatic stories. The most famous opera set in Venice is probably the steamy drama La Gioconda by Ponchielli. But there are plenty of others, including an unjustly neglected one by Verdi, I Due Foscari. Composed in 1844, Verdi's I Due Foscari is based on a dark chapter in Venetian history, the troubled rule of the doge Francesco Foscari, the exile of his son Jacopo, and the untimely deaths of both men. On this edition of World of Opera, this somber but stirring drama comes to us from the Konzerthaus in Vienna, starring baritone Leo Nucci and tenor Francisco Casanova in the opera's two title roles.